one driving a $100,000 vehicle who just got tax exempt or something, that generates an inquiry from the assessor's office as to what's going on. I don't think in your case or the Kanticuk's case that that was the case. It's just simply there were some income-producing assets, such as the places where your counselors are staying, some things like that. And so there's an inquiry being made, and things like coffee shops and churches, things. There's an inquiry as to what is being done with that money, or is it an independent somebody that's in there, or what? Because some places do have a Starbucks that will come in,
sure,
and things like that. So, and we've had this conversation as a board and with the assessor. So there's just an inquiry being made on any kind of income-producing assets, but the law that I've looked at, what you've described to me seems perfectly within the purview of what you do. These cabins are being used for counselors that are readily accessible. Makes more sense to have them right there. They're going to have to pay rent somewhere. As long as the money that goes back in is used, you know, we don't get into that. We look at simply as a board what the property, real property or personal property, is being used. Anything else that you do is a 501c3. That's a purview of the IRS. So we're not trying to get into that. And we're an independent board. I'm not trying to, you know, whatever relationship you have with the assessor's office you have, but we just want you to understand that we too have questions as a board when we look at certain nonprofits, and I'm not saying yours specifically or Kanticuk, sure, that, you know, there are some concerns about how money is being spent. And we're not going to get into that business except for purposes of if there's an income-producing asset or there's an asset such as real property or personal, we're going to have a look at it. And I'm telling you this also for the people listening online, so that's kind of why I'm going to this, so that they understand. And I hope you know that we're not trying to pick on you. From the standpoint of this particular case, I will tell the board, I've looked at this, I've looked at the law relating to this, and I don't see anything that has been presented by Kanticuk that causes me concern under the current case law that there might be some reason to revoke an exemption. Kanticuk has also previously indicated that they have some property or a couple properties they did not apply for an exemption on.
Correct.
And so is there any other discussion by the board on this issue?
No.
Okay. I would make a motion to classify the property in question under Kanticuk's appeals, and I'm going to have to specifically go through them here for BOE numbers, but I'm going to make a motion that they maintain their classification or be changed back to exempt.
Second.
And that is to BOE...
Awesome.
400, 401, 402, 403, 404, 405, 406, 407, 408, 409. I believe that's it, 10 properties?
10 properties.
And then, yes.
And then I didn't know how the personal property was managed in the decision.
Okay, well, my motion goes to all of them, including the personal property, with the statement that you do need to provide that list. I mean, I'm going to take, obviously, you as the taxpayer at your word that that personal property is being used for purposes of this camp, and that's usually what the assessor's office does if you just send it in, but they got to have that list. Okay. With that said, there's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. And those properties are exempt. I think the assessor has indicated to us this is not something that you can expect every year. If there's something that comes to her attention from someone, or there is something that comes up, you know, there's an income-producing asset that's obvious and open, you may get a letter. But
sure.
Other than that, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And I'm just going to try to go back here to the
So how's that going to work on, we sent him 21 and 22, because this is what we do when...
Your personal property you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So we send him, if they've not filled out their list and they're supposed to, then we send him 21, 22, and we send a new list for 23 that he has to have filled out, which again, he still hasn't done because he refused.
This would have been a different result if this wasn't an exemption case. Okay? In other words, if somebody just refused to send that stuff in and we wanted the taxpayer on the record to say all of our personal property is being used, and so that's what we've done.
But I'm saying from the standpoint it's on the books right now, so in your decree here, you're just going to say take off 22 and 21. I don't think you can do 23 because he's not turned anything in. We're not to that point.
Whatever is in front of us right now is the only thing that we exempted. So I don't. If there's other stuff,
so it wasn't. None of that was in here, was it? Was there personal property on this list?
Correct. There was one of them that is personal property. He said. I don't know which one that is. If there's a question about that, we can come back to it. Why don't I go? There was a teleconference scheduled at 1:30 for it. Although I did. Did I see somebody from... No, I didn't. I was thinking White River, but we're supposed to call those guys. Okay, let's go back to BOE 357. OM Tremurti Lodging. Do we have any information that they own more than one?
Page 357. Oh, here it is. OM.
357. I'll just go ahead and call while people are looking.
A motel.
Well, this is a motel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have any information on this one?
He paid $2.8 million.
Hi, this is Cipri. How can I help you?
Great. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're late calling you, but we've had a long day. Do you have some time right now?
Yes, yeah, give me 1 second. Can you call a second, please? Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, that's all good. It's for full night, right?
Yes.
Yeah, breakfast is due at 7 to 9:30, okay? Pretty Wi-Fi, I'll be cold.
You went up 100,000.
That's your hard bag.
Did I mention we're live on the internet?
Well, so I think I have an appointment for tomorrow. It's 27th, huh?
No, we had it on the docket today. I mean, if you're not in a position to do that, we can try to put it off to tomorrow. But
can you give Monday?
We are not here Monday. It's today or tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. That's your day.
Yeah, can we do tomorrow a little bit early before the check-in time? Because 3 o'clock is check-in time now.
Okay.
Can we do like around 11 or 10 or 12, you know?
Put him on the docket at 11 tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We will, I would make a motion to table BOE 357 until tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. We got you on the docket tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We can't guarantee that we'll get you called at that time, but we will try earlier. The only reason you're being called so late today is just simply because of our docket, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to go back to BOE 351 and try to call on Shea Family Trust. This is, they have multiple properties, is my understanding.
With Ozark Mountain Chick
Airways.
I can't come to the phone right now, so if you can just leave me a short...
I already left a message earlier. Try again before we leave today. Okay, we've got BOE 358, Mulligan Branson, LLC. Any information they own more than one? It looks like Branson Hills Golf Villas. I don't know if this is a classification or if a...
Well, it's an LLC. I don't know who owns it to look it up under any other name.
Sure. Which number are we on?
It is BOE 358.
Okay. I don't have an owner name.
They live in San Jose, California.
They have one nightly rental, and the value is in line with the neighborhood.
Okay, have they appealed value, or is it just it's Mulligan?
They've checked all the boxes. Value, discrimination, classification.
Okay. Were these revised down at all? Is that just... That's just the value, okay?
Yeah, and like I said, if you look at Beacon, you'll see they're actually lower than everybody around them, so.
Okay. Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling kind of late.
Hi, hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is okay. David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling late, but it's already been a long day. It's my understanding you have a nightly rental property, Mulligan Branson, LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Is that the only property you guys own in Taney County?
Yes, that's the only property I have in Taney County.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a lake. Yeah.
Okay, and it's used in a nightly rental program on occasion?
Yes, it's a vacation home, so when family and friends aren't using it, we put it up for rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we've been doing on these, just so you know. If you just have one property in Taney County, and you're using it both as a vacation home and then you put it in a nightly rental program sometimes, we've been doing 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use, which means you're basically getting 39 weeks worth of residential value or use or taxed for 75% of the time as residential. And that's to be consistent, that's probably what we do. But you also checked a couple of other boxes on your appeal form.